Oh, I should have done that. Like, that wasn't good. That didn't keep the energy going. Sorry, I'm a little flustered right now. Right before the episode started, we were doing an intro bit exclusive to the YouTube presentation of this episode of Papa's Basement. And then I just screamed at Travis to pull out his man bosoms, and he did it. And it was...
Anything for the craft.
Yeah, stop crying. Stop crying. You made that old man next door wet. He's drenched in his man puss. I don't think that has to be censored. If it does, we're not. We're not.
Not because, in my America.
Yeah, love is sometimes very messy. That old man's unshaven man box, if it gets good and soppy...
Like, you're painting quite the word picture here.
Yeah, if it's like a marsh where you'd find the corpse of someone from like Serial Season 3, like that's...
There you go.
That's lust, man, and I'm not going to censor it. No one deserves to censor that stuff. Everyone, this is Papa's Basement. It's a comedy podcast. If you've made it this far, hopefully something made you laugh, so you're like, that is the point of this show. But if it didn't make you laugh, we might get there eventually.
We're going to put your dead corpse in that swamp.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to wind up like Haman Lee and dead in some trunk, stinking it up, reeking up Baltimore, you keep at it. You keep at it. Just you play with your chin hairs, your little chinny chin with a wry hipster smile on your face instead of laughing at this, and we'll see how it works out for you. We'll go full Adnan on you. Full Ooh. Adnan on Ooh. You. What, you don't like the cereal references? I was down with the cereal. I was down with the cereal, by the way, in papasbasement.com.
Just want to abandon this podcast like Bo Bergdahl?
Oh, God. Oh, was there ever a worse season two than that? I swear to Christ, I'm trying to think of real bad Netflix shows.
I'm
really
already
quickly.
At the point where I can't follow the references.
You didn't listen to Cereal at Travis Dorward, a.k.a. Travis Dorward.
I've eaten quite...
You're a fan of it.
I'm a fan of the,
You're a fan of
the food cereal.
Okay.
Until a man with a... blindfold and a shaving razor came in and continually cutting him up until he just forgot about all of his memories of cereal.
Did that happen to you?
Apparently.
It
sounds like something that would happen.
He just showed his tits. We saw the scars. Don't deny it, John.
That was a nip and a tuck. He was not... That was to make him perky.
No.
Sam Ole Rogers over there. That's Sam Rogers, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Sam.
He does stuff around the station where we record, Fairfax Public Access.
When you can't find me... Good.
Yeah, exactly. He's
Sam Rogers is the name of a fullback the Los Angeles Rams drafted last year, who also played at Virginia Tech.
Went to Virginia Tech, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you him?
People often confuse us. I know the physique is very deceiving.
Yeah.
But it's mainly the ginger and the paleness. I don't know why it's associated with that name.
That's crazy. There's actually like a pale ginger in the league that isn't Andy
Me.
Dalton.
Yes, sir.
That is maddening. I don't buy it, sir. There's only room for one.
You said he went to LA?
In the NFL.
Yeah, the Rams drafted him.
So just look for the guy with the biggest sunburn next year.
Just a walking cherry fruit snack that will be with a little ginger.
Yeah, Jared Goff would be peeling off the.
He goes on
peeling
the,
off the sunburn next.
He goes
year.
On the DL because someone slapped his arm.
Oh, there's nothing worse than that, except for seeing a gift that you gave to a former loved one for sale on Craigslist. I was really pumped up for this show. I was in a great mental space. Yeah. First of all, I'm just putting it out here. We're going to get past this subject. We're doing a little NFL draft talk, and then we're getting to Infinity War. Don't think when I put all that in the YouTube subject matter that I'm just going to ignore it, because sometimes I do that. Like, sometimes it'll be like, YouTube subject. Guess what? Like, Robin Wright in her prime, Forrest Gump era, but without the AIDS, comes in and blows the boys. Guess what? She didn't do that. I don't have a time machine.
Is that legal?
You might be under 18, so I'm not sure. She might wind up like those teachers. I'm not sure. But in this case, we're getting to all the topics. I just had an experience maybe 5 minutes before we started rolling that, I'm not going to lie, threw me for a bit of a loop. You guys know I tried to be normal for a couple years back there, and I had a girlfriend for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say it was like some sort of crazy passion, especially when she like...
Well, started... you can only expect so much from a Craigslist girlfriend.
Exactly, yeah. And she started giving me less than the guy with the moist man cave next door. Like, at least that guy, when he sees Travis, I smell sex musk in the air. This girl, nothing. It was just, we would literally sit around and listen to things like Cereal. And that was like what we could do for joy because we weren't being sexually intimate. Like, I could listen to a podcast about a murdered girl who, by the way, is probably giving her boyfriend more sex than I was getting at the time. And then we would go to, like, the Olney's Farmer Market and get some cheese. And then we would just bust ass
and get your rocks off somehow.
Yeah, and not have sex. Just listen to NPR podcast, constipate ourselves with cheese.
Sounds like love to me, folks.
Stink box the car. So this, in the course of this, I'm like, you know what could make this sexless purgatory tolerable? Video games. If we can both play video games in bed together, I've got my little portable 3DS. And I'm like, I'm going to get her a little ghetto-ass DS. You know, kind of an older system, but you could get it with a huge stack of games for like 40, 50 bucks on Craigslist. So I do that. I don't think girls in general, I don't think like used items as gifts. Just
putting
that
out there.
You were
looking at me, I thought you were just going to say, I don't think girls like you.
Yeah. No.
Whoa, John. Wow.
Because
CH Travis, just give it time.
Yeah, they're kind of jealous of what you're packing up top. They can't
compete. Fair point. That's what I'll tell myself from now.
Go to the YouTube
for
a special feature.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I just want to put it out there. Like, Travis has the areolas of a dime piece. I don't mean that they're dime-sized. They're more, I would say, like JFK 50-cent piece-sized.
Right.
But that's what would go on a perfect 10. I'm a fan of that exact diameter. I think it's tasteful.
I like the nice silver dollar. Fades out.
Just...
fades out into the skin.
You can just count it.
You can't really tell where it begins or where it ends, but it's there.
The Ouroboros of nipples. Just the entire...
I'm starting to think you don't have me on the show for my comedic ability.
No. No, what are you saying? That's crazy, but
You're so funny. Oh
yeah,
my God.
You know what would be hilarious? If you took your water bottle and just, like, dumped it on your shirt right now. That would...
No, don't do that.
That's it. Wider Travis. Like,
we're not at that point.
As a relatively responsible employee, please don't do that.
Why? He doesn't gag. He's not going to bite down on that water bottle. He'll suck that thing down and pass it. It'll come out drinkable in 24 hours. Mark,
I forgot the man's in studio. Big brother over here.
Where?
So at some point in this relationship, I'm like, this is what I can do. She likes Pokemon. I can get down with Pokemon. We'll just do this in bed instead of
sex.
Coitus, exactly.
What normal people do.
So I get her this, like, the hyper girly, like a pink DS with a pink DS container, and it's filled, like, some mom is just selling her daughter's crap, and it's filled with, like, Nintendogs and Mario Party and Cooking Mama. Like, just all the girl, you know, the Lizzie McGuire game. All the girly crap that was, like, you know, in your 99-cent bin at GameStop. It was just a huge stack of that. And I'm cheap-ass me. I'm just like, here you go. Here's some used crap.
Some lady things.
Yeah. Stolen from a sixth grader. She started menstruating and doesn't need this now.
Comes with the Hello Kitty pencil box.
Oh, that would have actually maybe gotten me a foot job if there's something Hello Kitty themed. So I give her this, and it's just untouched. It's as untouched as my penis. Like, this woman's hands aren't going near nothing. I'm losing my crap. It just rots there for a year. At a certain point, I'm like, you know, there's a couple of good games in there. Can I take those off your hands? I would like to play them. Nope, that was a gift given to her.
Oh,
I get none of this back.
Yeah.
Do the Nintendogs die without, like,
yeah, it's like Tamagotchi. You log back in, and it's just their skulls.
Oh, my God.
Buying a used DS from a six-year-old girl is fine, but, you know, Indian giving the games back is...
Yeah, that's where the line is crossed. Exactly. You noogie a girl on the playground, take her crap. But, yeah, you log into Nintendogs, and it's pretty much the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Just dog melts in front of you. So, Travis is liking that. I like making Travis laugh because they jiggle.
Oh my God, John.
Stop it. This is the closest I've had to interaction with a woman in months. You in a girl voice. This is horrible. I need to reevaluate so much in my life. God, you do a great girl. That is flawless. You're an idiot and a failure. Get meaner with it. Then I'll really get
He's
hard.
Just reading off of his Tinder replies.
So, earlier today, like 10 minutes before showtime, I think I've talked about this a million times on the show. I like buying Nintendo crap off Craigslist and then selling it back for a profit while pocketing some of the games. It's just like an in-out kind of thing I do to keep me from being productive in life.
Mm-hmm.
Driving all over Kingdom Come because you want to get a boxed version of Star Fox Command DK Jungle Climber.
Who totally won it?
Yeah, that might have been my Wednesday. I'm not that good an improviser. I might have just done that. So I see a pink Nintendo DS Lite pop up in Rockville, where my ex lived. And I'm like, this is curious. So I click on the photos, and it's the damn DS I got her with her feet in the damn photos as she poses looking down at it with all the games in the same damn positions I left them. And then I click the contact info because her number's there, and I see the digits. So I'm like, I'm going to confirm this. I start typing in those numbers, and sure enough, her contact pops up. So my crap, untouched, getting hawked on Craigslist. I just because she's having a baby, I guess.
I like how you recognized her feet. Like, is that the one bone she would throw you? Like, do some...
You just foot stuff.
No, you should just definitely send me that link.
Yeah.
Right along with me as I go to purchase.
I'm interested in...
Yeah. No, I got no vaginal coitus, but the feet of a young Tina Fey.
Well, I'm sure if you put enough tissues in that DS, you can get the same experience. Just got to open it. Like, it closes. It's not too firm, but firm enough.
I don't know why I was laughing hysterically, but also because it hurt. Like, there's just something
I could tell you were pain crying
in the
bathroom.
Yeah, you got to take it off the charger.
I was pain crying in the bathroom because...
I was half expecting you to just be like, ha ha, and then punch the mirror.
However...
just flooding and keep laughing.
Upon viewing this post, John has never gotten past his constipation faster.
Yeah, this is true, yeah. I was pain pooping as well. it was so... I cannot quantify why I felt the way I did, but it was just a mix of disappointment.
It's like you found a new emotion.
Yeah, I really did. Like, it's the umami of sad hate, you know? It just... I looked at it, and I'm like... I think I deserve to have this mailed to me at some point. Like, when does it just become crap I left at her house? You know, like, it was a completely untouched gift. I think by year two, just that's...
Like her vagina. Untouched.
We can use that word.
It's a medical term. Definitely. Definitely.
We can?
Wait, what? We can.
Yeah, that's why I said it. Yeah.
Vagine.
Right.
So
why even bring it up?
No, you know, seven deadly words type stuff.
I am the man, Travis. Do not question
Yeah,
me.
Travis works sorry. Here. I'm sorry. Sam works
I'm
here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Man.
Travis doesn't work anywhere.
Yeah.
Sam has to sit here and make sure that we keep the N-bombs to three per episode. Yes. I think that was the deal we struck with management.
Uh-huh. Or else it's 5 cents.
Put it in the end jar.
3/5 of a cent.
All right, Devin. So
to go to my blackpeoplemeets.com account.
I'm going to upload the entire episode of my Black Planet dating profile. Sorry, it's if you weren't into GeoCities, that joke went over your head. There was a website like in 99, Black Planet.
Where was it just, like Black Panther video games?
It was just blackpeopledating.website.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Was it like a black people dating video game, like The Sims, but just you just get to watch black people date?
Yeah. Oh, God. I could have said something so horrible right there. But even
we all could have said something so horrible.
Even I won't say.
That's the point of this podcast, John. It's to make people laugh out of misery.
Even I. That.
Most of these views will be members of the FBI.
Why? I returned that girl. I kept her DS Lite. The girl was returned. I also want to apologize. We normally do a weekly show. We missed last week because Travis over here treats the NFL draft like a Jewish high holiday.
Yeah.
And
I won't apologize.
Yeah, and the NFL draft has been turned into a three-day circus with Thursday encompassing round one.
Right.
And we have rounds two and three on Friday, so that's all of Friday.
And then I got to rewatch it, so it's actually like 8 days. It's like it's my Hanukkah.
Oh my God!
And then like draft cut, like pre post draft coverage.
What's your biggest fascination you take away from watching the draft?
I don't know. I've tried to pinpoint that.
Let me explain.
It's like a big puzzle for me. I don't know.
For those out there, the women folk whose DS lights I want to steal. the NFL draft is the process by which the NFL picks players almost uniformly out of college.
Yeah, nerds.
Yeah, and then assigns them to teams. You know, the teams go in order. There's 32 picks per round, one for each team, and you pick your college guys based on your needs, sexual, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get assigned to your team, and then you sign them to contract, and
it's
that's
like, he's got a good throwing arm, but he has nicer eyes.
Yeah.
So.
He has lips for days.
Yeah.
That's what you want out of a backup quarterback, the ability to pleasure the starting quarterback, because that's a high-stress job. Also, smooth feet. Smooth, bangable feet. Is this how I do it, Coach John? Yes. So Travis, yeah, I'm not gonna lie and say I didn't watch the draft, because I did too, but I want to cite you as the reason that we missed the show, because I think I would have skipped the draft if you were gonna man up and
you could have still had the show.
I mean, I could have, but once I heard you were lazy about it, I was like, maybe this kid's onto something. You know, maybe he's right.
So this sounds like it's your fault, really.
Yeah, yeah.
It is Papa's basement.
Yeah. All right, so
it's not Travis's parents' basement. It's Papa's basement.
There you go.
It's my fault we didn't have a show, because... Yeah.
You let everyone down.
Oh, always. Not only in this arena. This is just one of many.
It's why your ex-girlfriend sold your... She's like, I missed my weekly Papa's Basement episode. And
do you think it'll come full circle? Do you think the six-year-old girl that you stole the Nintendo DS from will buy it back?
And then you fall in love?
I was going to say that.
I didn't do the math before I said that. Like, how long ago?
It's not been that long.
Look, man, I like 10 years younger. you know. If there's grass on the head and they can keep a secret. That's how that one goes, right?
Dear FBI listeners, this is where I sign off.
These are jokes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So again, this is Sam Rogers making all these jokes.
Whoa!
I'm host Sam Rogers.
Sam.
Look, I keep all my pedophilia jokes to my personal journals.
Just to the support group.
Ironically,
just to the guys.
Kept next to Papa's
bed
stand. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In a drawer kept with the remains of Nintendogs.
Poor Nintendogs. Just disintegrating like the Great Pyramid, just blowing away in its hands. So the NFL draft, I was thinking about it. I don't think there is a greater humiliation, barring like a loss in war. Because let's be honest, when we took out Japan, when our mighty white boys took out the Yellow Menace, that's a cultural, you know, nationwide shame.
Those were the NFL teams back then.
Yes, exactly. The whites and
the mighty white boys and the cultural menace.
Yes, I like those teams. I know who I'm rooting for. So there might not be a greater humiliation in this life than being like a first round draft bust. Think about how public, like how much the hopes and dreams of not just a team, but an entire city.
I have a contender, bad open mic comedian.
Oh, please. Oh, please. How dare you compare us to like Ryan Leaf? Come on. It's humiliating, sure, but you played an audience of five. We're cool. We don't top these guys.
We do it for the art form. It's not about the laughs.
Yeah, someday they'll come around. Like when you're funny and you get to quit your job.
I already did that.
Yeah. You jumped the gun a little bit. You'll get there. So think about it. Like there's artists all the time that come out to great fanfare and they might underperform sales wise. Like Nas is a perfect example because I'm 46 years old, mm-hmm. and that's what I think of when I think rap. Nas the rapper. But Nas had this amazing debut album, considered an all-timer, Illmatic.
Yes.
Then I think that was dropped in like 93 alongside kind of like the height of Tupac and Biggie.
Yes.
Compared to their sales, like Nas was Eminem like in 8 Mile before things went right, like selling mixtapes out of a trunk. So he eventually says, screw it, I want this money. And he starts doing kind of like lesser albums. It was written, was good, but albums 3 and 4 at this point, they're just complete junk. Nas has all the time in the world to eventually correct his career. Now everyone's like, Nas is great again. It's like 25 years later.
Well, Distant Relatives isn't a bad album.
When was that one dropped?
2009.
Okay, yeah. At that point, I'm not.
He did it with Damian Marley.
Oh, okay. That sounds pretty tight. So the thing is, you would call Nas like a bust for a while, but he had time to correct this tailspin. Yeah. If you, and no one came out at the same time and was like unequivocally like Nas is the best rapper of 93. There was no definitive statement that was just like he is the best rapper. We've all agreed to this.
He's a can't miss rapper.
Yeah. But the Browns go out and they pick number one. Who is it? Barkley?
Baker Mayfield.
It's Baker Mayfield.
Okay. You said you watched it.
Barkley to the Giants.
Yeah. Okay. That's sorry. Barkley is a running back.
There's
like five. Damn, I know.
Not only did you not record a show, but the thing that you missed it for, you didn't even pay attention.
I know there's Sam Rosen. I can't keep track of their like five damn quarterbacks.
Is it Josh Rosen?
I was hoping he was joking, but there's Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold.
Yeah, okay, so this is how my brain's working nowadays. Yeah, thank you. Eventually, I'll forget I was dumped, and I'll be like, "Whose pink DS is this?" Like you guys.
This is on the top of his mind process of everything.
Well, I remember there's Saquon Barkley is number two.
Yes, sir. Penn State.
You remember Saquon, but not Josh.
Number three was some howdy doody looking MF that went to the Jets.
Who was Sam Darnold?
Sam Darnold.
Yes.
The Bills traded up to get someone at like 11.
Josh Allen. They traded up from 11 to like
5.
Oh, was that it? Okay, 7. Yeah. He was like the rawest guy.
He was the guy that they released the tapes of, or the Twitter
posts. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Dropping N-bombs.
Yes.
Freshman year in high school.
And then we
that is jeopardizing to your NFL career.
Yeah, he should have known. He should have been more responsible.
And then there's Rosen, who goes to Arizona. Yeah. They trade up.
He went at 10.
The Ravens trade up to 32 for, is it Lamar Jackson?
Okay, good job. So, yeah. You're remembering all the brothers' names.
I don't watch, because I love black people, despite what this show might make you think, I love and respect the brothers of this world. So
when they can throw a football or score a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly. What, they do other things? No. So...
Again, opportunity for terrible jokes.
Exactly. It's horrible. It's horrible. You have Baker Mayfield on record. People are saying, look, this is the best of the best. Like our research indicates this is the best of the best. If he takes a dump, that's it. That is a public humiliation as a round one, pick one. I don't know if there's anything. Like people still bring up Ryan Leaf.
I think in his case, it would be a little different because... People are so used to the Browns screwing up draft picks.
Yeah, exactly. So I think what's less embarrassing, Baker Mayfield like ruining his NFL career by the prospects of how high of a draft pick he was, or the Browns just terribly picking players?
Oh God, don't start.
Like all the Browns busts just kind of mesh into one. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Some
like Manziel.
They're always quarterbacks.
Yeah. And Brandon Whedon.
I was going to say, yeah.
That was one of the worst
picks.
Who was
that 37-year-old?
Yeah, the like 32-year-old rookie. That,
the guy who was older than goddamn Aaron Rodgers when they drafted
you're
him.
You're already
still older
your
than
prime.
Him. That's how time works.
I mean, I'm 27 now, and Brandon Whedon was 27 when he was at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
A or baseball Oklahoma player. State, one of those.
He was Oklahoma State. Because he played minor league baseball before that, and then he was a bust in that, apparently, I guess. And then
so, like, it's just so bad. It's just... I don't know, man. There's something like the artists that don't pan out. Even I guess one hit wonder is a slight equivalent, but not.
I'm sure music really. Is far more accessible than the NFL.
Yeah, like
though.
These people can still do music. Like goddamn, you know, Greasy Pauly from the Jersey Shore still gets to DJ places.
Like with the music thing, no one else is depending on you to be good at that music. Like it's just it's
an independent thing.
Yeah, but then like if
you don't have diehard fans that are screaming, I'm so sick and tired of effing losing. Like,
yeah, and then like if you
every time you drop a bad mixtape,
like a bust quarterback instead of franchise back like 10 years, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like I'm clearly not that good with names, at least right now, because my heart was broken, I guess, all over again because someone is selling my Nintendo goods. It's Nintendo. It's ageless. It's a DS Lite. Play it. Don't sell it. For money for your baby.
Mario just has like a slip knot on your heart.
What's that?
I said Mario just has some sort of nut on your heart.
Oh, yeah. Mario just represents like everything before I got pubes and life went to hell. Like once I hit puberty, like just life is S. But you know, that magical period where...
I hope to one day hit puberty.
You'll get there, man.
Thanks, but man.
I just don't want you to lose those luscious love bags. Just keep
you
those.
Like them now. Wait.
Oh, wait until puberty puts
them
hair on.
Wait until after
them.
The summer.
Nice. I like that. You know, the same way that people like to eat food that's both like crunchy and gooey, that'll be a nice difference of textures. Boobs that are smooth but also hairy. I like that. I like that a lot.
Revolutionizing the game.
Yeah.
The best part, the no milk game. With these.
Change your name to T-Boy. And we can have a whole bunch of fun with it. So there's something that just stands out. Like, you, to this day, people bandy about the name Tony, what is it, Tony Mandrick, right? The Incredible Bulk. Like, I remember seeing that SI cover when I was like a kid at the dentist.
Are you talking about the Packers left
yes,
tackle?
Yes, yeah.
I think it was like Mandrich or something?
Yeah, Tony Mandrick or Mandrich, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
He was like, I think, pick three that year.
Two or three, yeah.
I think he was like 315 pounds back when that meant something. Now the kickers are...
Yeah, but he was like a 90% muscle.
Yeah, he was just jacked. And people are like, okay, this is like, you know, there are some quarterbacks taken before this, but here's like the first can't miss. We're just getting, you know, this meat wall for our line. And he stank. He was just juice central. That's all he did. The instant
yes,
they actually...
Yes, that guy loved steroids.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he really did. He loved him the way I love Mario. Like, he... like. Imagine my life if they started urine testing for Mario and I was just like, I do not need to be here. That's what happened with him. That like once he actually started getting tested for juice, that he was like, oh, I have been gravely mistaken. I have been horribly misled in this endeavor.
What year was this?
He was like early 90s.
Early 90s because later he became the Colts guard when they drafted Peyton.
So they were they doing those kind of drug testing back then?
Certainly not at the collegiate level. Like at the like Brian Bosworth, I think, was another case. Like a guy just juicing his dick off and then he gets drafted and not much happening for the dude.
He had a good acting career, I guess. I think.
Good hair.
Yes.
You gotta love that early 90s tough white guy hair. Like super.
Wait, does that have anything to do with the Boswell hair cream thing?
No. He just was like one of those guys that had like completely shaven sides, a little bit of spike on the top.
Ah.
Hold on. Let me punch up some Brian Bosworth real fast.
Probably has a Google alert. Someone finds me relevant.
Did he look up Brian Bosworth or the Boz?
Or did he look up Brian Bosworth hair? God damn it. That's not my only feature.
Yeah, you look
I
up...
also got trucked by Bo Jackson.
Yes.
Remember that from...
That was kind of his famous moment, yeah. He's mouthing off to Bo like he was going to hang tight with the guy. I'd move this if it weren't to shut off. Do you want to lay odds right now? Will me tilting it shut off the monitor?
Probably, but I got a good photo of it. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, there was also, he looks a lot like Jetto, I believe was his name.
He looks like that dude from West Virginia that was famous for smashing his helmet against his head.
Crap, was his name Jacko? Sorry.
Well, while we're talking bus and speaking of gingers, anybody remember Tom Marinovich?
Yes.
Raiders?
Yes. Sorry, here's Jacko. This is the other spiked blonde. This was just a look in the late 80s, the early 90s. And Susan Powder. Don't forget her. She had that same look. Yes, sorry. Go back to Mandrich.
Marinovich. Show him some respect, John.
Yes. How is this guy younger than me and knows more about football?
Because I'm the worst kind of person.
Gotcha.
Marinovich was the guy whose dad was like from the Eastern Bloc, right? And like he raised him literally.
Yeah, literally specifically to become an NFL quarterback.
Like he fed him. I think
before he can even walk, he did had him do stretches. Like,
yeah, he would like stretch his little legs in the crib and not molest him. What's the point? So yeah, he would like do little calf lifts with his little fat baby legs and like teach him to squat.
And then like after football practices, older, like he would make him like run 10 miles or whatever.
Oh, yeah, man. And he would
shocking, oddly enough, this kind of emotional abuse as a child led to him being a massive drug addict.
Yeah, he eventually came to hate football. Because who wouldn't want to be a kid where you're at the birthday party and everyone else gets cake and they're like, oh no, he's just eating raw cow's milk and a bag of oats.
He had like one decent year at USC, and then like his coach hated him though, so he like went back and forth between starting and benching. But then Al Davis,
I'll never
like, screw it, we'll still take him in the first round.
I'll never trust anyone of any renown out of USC. They live higher on the hog as college stars in LA than like pros do.
Yeah, like we're talking about like worst kind of like the draft bust. Dude, being the worst. The best has to be like Reggie Bush, like 2005. Like,
yeah,
USC,
there was like a 30 for 30
Matt Leinart.
Yeah,
on
Leinart.
Marinovich, and they're just, he's just talking about like being flown around places and like he's banging the entire team of stewardesses.
Yeah, he was talking about like being drafted by the Oakland Raiders, being, or I guess it might have been LA Raiders back then. That was the absolute worst thing that could have happened to him.
Was LA, yeah,
because he was still around his like drug friends.
His dealers, and, like, yeah, exactly. No, it's incredible.
But, like, that 30 for 30, I don't remember if it was 30 for 30 or just, like, an ESPN Films thing.
One
or
time
whatever,
he saw breasts. It was insane.
The ending of that made it seem like a happy ending. Like, yeah, like, I went through some trouble after professional football. But then, like, me and my dad got, like, close together through, like, art. And, like, that was good. But then, like, recently it came out that, like, he got arrested again. And he's doing, like, 10 years for, like,
oh, God.
Selling heroin or something.
Oh, no. Yeah, those things don't end well. Like, I know the 30 for 30 wants them to end well, and they tried to, like if that happened during post-production, where he's just getting up the river for 10 years, they wouldn't put an addendum there. Like, it would just end with him walking by the beach and skipping stones and crap like that. Yeah, I think things have finally changed for me, and that's it. And then you'd have to go to his wiki. But yeah, dude, like, again, I'll bring up Ryan Leaf. I think, what, 3 years ago, 5 years ago? I mean, time's hurtling by. I'll be dead and really 18 seconds.
Sure.
But I think it was like 5 years ago, they just busted him like he had broken into someone's house and was just doing like a fight club. It was like, yeah,
Ryan,
shoving the
Ryan
medicine.
Ryan was a weird dude.
Yeah, shoving the medicine from the you know, cabinet.
Into his mouth.
Yeah, like Cookie Monster style. And like, I think it was just blacked out in the tub afterward or something like that. Like, it was a horrible life. So
poor
draft
professional
bust,
athlete that yeah. made millions of dollars before.
I can't think of any draft bust in recent memory for our dear Washington Redskins. You're wearing a shirt. I can't think of anyone.
You can't think of anyone who's been a draft bust for the Redskins in
no,
recent memory?
No, one. Not at all.
Not one person.
No, especially.
Robert Griffin III?
Oh, was that?
Who?
Who's that? Yeah, that doesn't exist. We have no one.
He was
one
a
that,
first rounder, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was.
Now that I'm thinking of it.
That was his
we
name.
We traded 3 first-round picks to move up to number 2.
Yeah, and I remember having a talk one time with a friend when I was like, if this doesn't work out, and he completed my sentence with, the franchise will be crippled for a decade. But, you know, we've been all cool. We've been copacetic since then. It was worth the experiment.
I mean, luckily we got Kirk Cousins. That's
yeah,
draft.
You know, I think the cherry on top of that was the second. Just the 3 first wasn't enough. Just give us the goddamn second.
It still astounds me that Kirk Cousins and Le'Veon Bell were on the same team at Michigan State. And they didn't do
That's
jack.
Right.
With it.
Why? You
That's
like
right.
your college is segregated? What?
What's that?
All Big Ten schools should be
oh, no.
all whites.
Yeah.
Of course.
Nothing but fullbacks.
They should won the single wing.
Yeah, just offensive line and fullbacks. Oh, God. That would be amazing. Sounds like a Madden experiment we should do and stream, but we won't because we'll go home and we won't want to do anything.
Right.
We're going to talk Infinity War right after this, but I have to do a spot, which I will cut out of the broadcast on public access. So there you go.
Did you just do a Hitler thing?
Yes. Look, it is not spot. An ad for Hitler. My God. That is just wrong. All right. Here's our little spot. I'm going to find my copy.
Not for Hitler.
Yeah, not for Hitler. My
that'll cost you.
MYBcasino.ag. That's who we're doing a spot for today. My B Casino, My Bad Casino. I don't know. MYBcasino.ag. It's a world-class online casino. Operates and hosts the most advanced online casino gaming products. I went to the website. It's incredible. You can actually play a live game. Like, they will take... Are you guys... You're too young. You're not familiar with Rob the Robot of Nintendo fame, are you?
Can't say I am.
Rob the Robot was owned by 7 children. It was a stupid little device that would take you would play a game with Rob plugged into your system where Rob on the screen would move checkers around, and you would have him do that, and he would move the checkers around in real life. There's an actual robot just moving dumb little checkers around to like one of three stacks.
Are you sure this just wasn't a fever dream?
Yeah, this. I am Nicole.
There was a robot and he played checkers.
I am Edison. What is your great invention? I have a checker robot.
I'm sure this is all they wanted out of this spot.
Yeah, no, mybcasino.ag lets you play live blackjack and God knows what else in terms of table games. You can do live poker where it's just an avatar of you, exactly like Rob the Robot, situated at the table, picking up the cards. And you know what happens if you win big?
Your avatar
what, John?
Wins big?
The robot gets to suck the dealer's
dick.
Yes. It's incredible. Yes. The dealers, by the way, this site is better than porn. And you can probably look at it at work. Both the
I'm sure they get better dicks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nothing but trap dealers. Just 9.5 trap dealers. Huge cocks, huge tits. They're incredible. Best of both worlds. Like just Neapolitan ice cream.
Import from Thailand only.
So your avatar, you go up 10K, guess what? Avatar gets to fuck the dealers. Fuck the traps. Just bend the trap right over the table. Bang the trap till it jizzes all over the table.
Hmm. Is this where you're
is
getting
this real, or are you just...
Oh, yeah, this is a real read. We have to do a read for mybcasino.ag, mybcasino.ag. And you can play live games. The robot part, I
not
don't
so
know.
Maybe if exaggerated that a bit.
Yeah, the gorgeous trap dealers with, again, meaty, veiny cocks, huge ball bags. Just can't... They don't make cups that fit these delicious, gigantic testicles. Amazing tits.
Hitler mustaches.
Above their little trap BHs.
Silver dollar nipples?
Silver dollars. No, like you said, just huge. You don't know where it ends.
Yeah, there we go.
Silver dollars.
Sand dollars.
I am in. Sand dollars. I'm just going to be...
I prefer my nipples horseshoe crab sized if we're going with a beach theme here. That's, again, mybcasino.ag. Come for the table games. Stay for the traps who pull out their incredible tits with their gigantic sand dollar nipples and win a couple of thousand, because that's what winners do. They win. And tell them Papa's Basement sent you. All right. Now that we're done with the spot.
We're back. All right.
Yeah, that will cut out of the version that I give to the station, because I don't think you're allowed to do...
oh, no.
Yeah. You can't have ads on the actual feed or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That the ad part was the bad part of what we just read. Somebody can't be making money off of all our foul language.
So, Travis, we both saw Infinity War. The movie. I think it might already have made... Of course, this isn't adjusting for inflation, where if you adjust any of these blockbusters for inflation, they're like, I don't know, 58th ranked of all time. Like, Gone with the Wind sold more tickets than there were people in the U.S. at the time. Wrap your goddamn head around that, boys.
That's a real stat?
That's a real stat. Unlike the sex robots and the dealers with certain anatomy that we might
I don't
or
know
might
why
not
I just thought Gone with the Wind was Dances with Wolves, but continue.
I have not
They're
seen
both either. Movies.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
I feel like if you switch the titles, it would still be appropriate for
Gone
both.
With the Wolves.
Yeah. Well, especially
Dances with Wind.
Because Gone with the Wind ends with the plantation being ravaged by wolves. It's just a wolf pack eating all the flesh in sight.
Dances with Wind still sounds like a Native American thing.
That literally sounds like someone who could play for the Redskins if we were actually staffed by
Dances
Native
with Wind.
Yeah, it'd be
Dances
a draft bust.
I don't know. That'd be a great name for a cornerback. Like, he sounds very...
Dances with the Wind?
Dances with Winds. Yes. He sounds very fast.
He gets knocked down very easily.
So, Travis and I saw Infinity War.
Not together,
no. I watched it in the worst movie environment possible, which is Stafford, Virginia.
Yes.
Again, longtime listeners of the show know of Stafford, Virginia as the place where I saw The Mist in a theater.
You brought this up
many times. Yeah, with an all-black audience that lived up to every stereotype I ever could have wanted, and it was incredible. Like, I stopped being pissed after 5 minutes. I just let it happen, and it was hilarious. Stafford didn't let me down, and again, this time I walk in, and I hear a... it's not like I could identify his race based on his crying. I hear a Latina lad about the age of 2 loudly wailing next to a mother whose ringtone...
Okay, so the mother was there. Okay.
So the mother was there.
It wasn't
there,
just a baby by itself.
The, the crying was in subtitles.
Exactly. Yeah, he's crying. He's like, wow, wow.
It's spelled J-A-H, J-A-H.
Yeah, W-A-J-J-J-J-J-J. So he's bawling. This is, by the way, we walk in right as, like, they're doing the Avengers. Like, we've missed everything. Our timing could not have been more perfect. Walking in again with my buddy Tony, who lives down there, who was also there for the mist and will testify to this story if ever interrogated. The kid's wailing. The mom is just sitting there. And again, I wouldn't have cared if she was hot. Like, I'm just being honest here. But it's a big, fat slop pile. If you've ever seen Eastbound and Down, pretty much just think Stevie's wife. Just looking exactly like that. You guys will one day watch Eastbound and Down. You'll be like, that was a good one. That, yeah, my man.
I saw the Massive Knockers in season 1, and that was enough for me.
Yeah, oh, yes. God. I remember that.
All right, that is the best bit of editing. Are you ready? And then just cuts to body double. So she's sitting there, and... doing the worst behavior possible when you're getting a cell phone call and you don't want to hit end because maybe the person calling will know that you rejected it, but you don't even get off your ass to hit the power button to mute the ringer. So as the mood is being set and the movie's starting, I'm just hearing on her ringtone over and over. And I'm just like, okay, so this is it. This is just Stafford. This is what we're doing. So the movie starts. And my buddy paid. It was a $6 movie day. And, whoever visits the other, the person visiting gets treated like a beautiful princess the whole day. It's great. So I had a free lunch. Then I got my free movie. This kid won't shut up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
This kid will not shut up.
He's obviously seen it already.
Exactly. He's screaming all this stuff like, Thanos gets the gauntlet at the end.
You're ruining my perfect lady day.
Yeah, it's exactly. I'm the woman for once in all ways. And
ignore the tits.
Yes. This kid is ruining it. And everyone else is losing their crap. Everyone else is looking back. You can tell when it's not just you freaking out, when you see heads in front of you doing the same like strained neck thing, like, who's doing this? Who's the horrible parent? And there's Stevie's wife just not giving a damn. Sitting in the upper corner, like I'm trying to stare daggers at her. Nothing doing.
What time of day was this?
3 p.m. When all grown men are free to watch Avengers Infinity right. War. So after 20 minutes, I'm like, screw it. And I turn to my buddy and I drop what I think is a great line, given the context of the film. And I go, Tony, not all heroes wear capes. And I march off to rat these people out. Like, I know it's cheesy, but I just wanted him to... Because then he was like, what? What are you talking about? I'm actually watching the film. I'm half Costa Rican. This doesn't bother me. So I'm like, screw it. I'm going to man up and do this. I don't care if I miss... I missed Captain America's big return. Big whoop. Big whoop. Spoiler alert. Captain America's back. Didn't see that coming, did you? It's only in the goddamn previews that Captain America's back. So it's Sam over here just
for cheering. Our YouTube listeners.
Yeah, you hear the word America, you just go berserk.
There we go.
You hold an air flag.
No, he was just so excited to finally hear the name of a white person.
Yeah,
Captain America,
white guy.
That's first and last name, right?
Captain yep. America is actually the name of my all white team. nothing.
The Almighty White Boys.
Yeah, the Almighty White Boys versus Captain America. So it'd be a clean.
He would feel like he would be the quarterback of that team.
It's true, yeah. Just looking very Penn State-y, minus the sodomy. Just all suits and ties.
Aww.
So exactly. I cut out the best part. So I walk out and I get one of the ushers and I'm like, sorry, I just imagined the singer Usher.
Excuse me, sir. Oh, just, Will, when you're done recording,
staffed by just eight ushers. They all can only communicate in usher choruses.
Is Buster here too?
What's up?
Like, I got a baby problem. Can you get Buster? Can you get Buster Rhymes up here?
Is Justin in trouble? This show's stupid.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kanye doesn't believe in slavery.
This is true. It was a choice. It was a choice. Oh, God. So, I grab Usher.
he danced to the wailing woman and her child.
He moonwalked.
I grab Usher, and I explain, hey, Ush.
Hey, Ush, can you make these people shush?
Yeah!
And Ush, who's, I guess, fallen on hard times and working at this movie theater.
Stafford, Virginia.
Yeah. He's like, I'm undercover. Usher is like, hey, you know, we don't really have a policy regarding this. Like, we just hope that parents...
What?
Yeah, we just hope that parents handle their babies, which is horrible. Like, this is not some otherworldly occurrence. Like, when I brought all of the trap dealers from the casino website.
It sounds like you got it bad.
You...
Just looking up Usher. It doesn't count if you have to look at your phone.
What? No, no.
I thought you were just staring at a glowing penis.
No, this is different. No.
Oh, wait, that is Travis's penis. Hey, never mind, I'm sorry.
When it comes to my knowledge of Usher songs, there is no limit.
Are these your confessions, part
I'd agree
two?
With you.
Sorry, that's all I got. So.
OMG.
They explain there's not really a policy in place for whining babies. The one usher talks to the other usher. Again, it's like multiplicity. There's just eight ushers there. And he says, hey, look, can you hop in there and, like, watch
you said, hey,
for
Daddy.
This crying baby?
God damn it. Nice.
And then when they saw the woman, they were like, ah, oh, same girl.
Were any of these featuring Luda or Lil Jon? Any of these things that Usher said?
Yeah, sure. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You all good there? You all good there, Captain Witty?
What's up? No, I'm on...
Your Wi-Fi die?
I'm on the stocks.
He's looking up next year's draft.
So...
Sesame Street Usher's ABC song. Yeah, there you go.
So, the guy starts marching... Usher 2 starts marching towards the theater. And I'm thinking he's going to come in with me if I walk back and I will be clearly identified as the rat. Like, he's going to go in there and use, like, Lassie hearing and immediately pick up where this crying is and grab the woman.
Like, you watch them escort her out and she's, like, talking to them and he points to you like, what? Yeah, that guy.
Ma'am, this white gentleman has a problem with your Latinness.
This white guy's being, this honky is being off the
He way. Referred to your child as a scourge. I don't know if it's because the child was loud or just the color of his skin, but. So
he doesn't look like a Trump supporter. Yeah.
So I puss out.
Make this theater great again.
Make Infinity great again. So I, while this guy marches in the theater, scamper to the bathroom and just sit tight for five. Like, I take a nice long leak. I even wash my hands. I'm just killing time. Like, I'm trying to time it so I walk back and she's getting walked out. And yes. I'm just like, what happened? I just made a piss. Who's done this to you? But I walk in and this guy was still waiting in the wings, Usher too, singing all the hits. Talented man. Didn't get far enough, if you ask me. And the kid just starts crying again, like, immediately. Because at first, my biggest concern is, like, am I, like, is this, you know, when you have five bones a day, and then, like, a chick, you know, it's that one time in a decade where you actually get naked in front of someone, and then it's just snail limp. And you're like, of course, I swear it works. Look at the tissues in the corner of the room. But, no, this kid delivered. This kid was a true porn professional when it came to crying. Just did it on cue as many times as he needed him. He was the Dirk Diggler of tears. Just didn't... So this guy walks up, and he has a couple of words with her. And she's pretty adamant about staying there for a bit. I mean, like, another 10 minutes, we're treated to this kid going, wadge, as we would say it in English. And eventually she just takes the little bastard and marches out with him, and that was that. Like, I somehow made her...
There goes my baby.
Yeah.
And you enjoyed the last 30 minutes of Infinity
War. Yeah, exactly. I enjoyed the last 30 minutes of this 6.5-hour film.
And then now you were like, now I don't mind.
Yeah, now I could suddenly...
That was another song.
I don't go that deep, goddamn you.
And then you climaxed.
That's one of his songs? And then you climaxed?
No.
That sounds like a real banger climax. In the club.
Our black audience is loving this.
Yeah, and then you climax. Because that's how black songs go.
And then it turns out Usher was a good kisser. Before he was a stranger, but then you caught up.
That's not something he's learning from the wiki. He's just quoting Babysitter's Club.
And he was kind of a little freak.
Little.
And you became lovers and friends.
These are this is the child.
All right, you turn.
You turn. Is that one of his hits too? You turn.
I'm just saying things, man.
Okay, it's cool. Words come out of mouth. So I just wanted to put that out there that I'm not above ratting out some hectored mother who's just beaten down.
She
and
probably
wants
got
to escape.
Deported after that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't want it to happen to anyone else.
Ice was at my doorstep,
I
just wanted to see Infinity War before I had to go back to Honduras and eventually face MS-13.
Exactly.
God damn it.
And now I actually saw a photo of that baby, and he's just got all the face tattoos. He's just got the 13 on his neck and the weird, like, skull superimposed on the face. I hope he grows into it. It's a bold choice.
He's going to grow up to seek revenge on the white man, yeah. On you.
Little Wayne can use him.
Gringo Muerta.
Sin Cara 3.
So, I watched Infinity War in relative peace after that. And I'm not a huge Marvel guy. I'll say this. It was made better by watching it on the big screen. It made better without the kid. Better still.
Without those damn Mexicans. Am I right?
Yeah, you know.
A bit on the nose there.
Yeah. I prefer to tap dance around it. Like a Mexican hat dance, if you will, of racism.
The Morocco, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Gasoline.
You know, like your phone.
here's what I have to say, because so many people were bitching online, don't give spoilers, because we know some of the actual heroes, some of our, you know, that we've come to love, some of them die in the course of this film. Mm-hmm. Don't spoil it for us. And here's what I say. There's nothing you can spoil about this film.
I hard disagree, but go on.
The film is based around the main villain.
Well, before you say it, if there's nothing to spoil, what do you think happens at the end?
I don't... frankly...
This is part one of two.
So it's part one of two?
Yeah. So do you think it ends on a high note for
no,
the heroes?
No, of course not.
You're leading the witness.
I've seen enough internet memes to
okay, but
understand
that's vague. That could mean anything. Specifically, what do you think happens at the end?
I just don't feel too good.
Okay. Let
fade
me
out of the studio. So,
no, my point is, if he doesn't care about the movie, but if this was a person who did care, he's a person that doesn't know.
Don't
how the
tell
movie
me happens. Thor died.
Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't.
I'm trying to keep
I think.
If he did, right? So I can be the next Thor.
You could do that.
You got it.
That's what the hair is for, guys.
You still can't go out in the sun, but you can weld Mjolnir.
People thought it was a bad choice when they cut his hair in Thor Ragnarok, and I am one of those.
Really?
I think the girls
to
would...
To quote Dave Bautista, he now looks like a angel and a pirate or whatever it
yes,
was.
Yes, an angel and a pirate had a baby.
It was a
funny
movie.
Oh, that's right,
because
he has the one eye. That's right.
Yeah, but then
from Odin.
Rocket Raccoon gave him a new eye.
Yes.
Like a mechanical eye.
He had keistered an eyeball, and
of
he literally pulled
he
it from his anus yeah. and then put it in Thor's sock.
Because he already has that stealing body parts.
I had forgotten that. Yeah, he had stolen an eye, and then he explains he'd keistered it after he shoves it in Thor's
Yeah,
because
he stole that
that's
dude's
how it
leg
ends.
In the first yeah. Guardians.
Oh, was that? Okay.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's just a running joke with Raccoon.
Okay, so you know some of this. I'll say this. It's one of two parts. The characters are all in movies that have sequel after sequel after sequel. You know, no one has left the franchise. You haven't heard publicly Robert Downey Jr. is done with Iron Man.
Yeah.
Or Chris Evans is done with Captain America.
I have heard that.
Well,
publicly.
No, that was the rumor. That's what people thought was going to be the big ending, that just Captain America dies. Because
okay. Oh, he might be done with it, actually?
Because apparently his contract's done or something.
Okay.
So that's what people thought was going to happen.
Yeah, Chris Evans said he didn't want to come back for it.
Well, if you're an actor, you have to look at it this way.
Money's money.
But how much do they pay when they have that many guys on the staff? Yeah, you're making a decent amount, but you're probably not getting residuals.
I doubt it's no longer the Tom Hanks making money off the back end kind of deal.
Exactly.
Especially nowadays. I'm sure that corporations is taking over.
No one did a back end joke. We've matured in the course of this
podcast. I just want to get back to the point where I was right and you were wrong. Na 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 na.
Oh, well.
Well, I thought we got all the back end jokes covered with your Nintendo DS, like sexual shaming.
So, we've established this is one of two films, so it's probably ending on a bad note.
Right. I'm on board with that, but
it's
there's...
It's based on a goddamn comic book that came out 30 years ago.
There are lots of people who didn't read the comic book.
So we're cool with illiteracy now.
Sure.
That's what you're saying.
Captain America did die at the end of Civil War for comic books.
Yeah, and then
he didn't die in Civil War movie.
Okay, so there's slight difference.
I'm sure there's like plenty of artistic liberties being taken.
You have no way of knowing if they were going to stay true to the
So I'll just say
the source material.
Yeah, Age of Ultron is terrible compared to the source material.
If you are even a little familiar with this crap, and anyone I think that cares about the spoilers is way into this junk, you know that it is about a device, the Infinity Gauntlet,
yes,
that can rewrite reality. Anyone you want to live, lives. Anyone you want to die, dies. It can control time. Mm-hmm. Did someone die a few months ago? I go back in time and make them live again.
Here we go.
So the movie is like knowing that you're in a dream episode of a show. You know from Jump Street that none of it matters.
Uh-huh.
None of it... Everyone can die. A lot of people die.
You don't know that you don't know that he's going to end up with all the stones. Like there's the scene at the end where he destroys one.
So he doesn't finish with all the stones in his gauntlet?
No, he ends up with, but then, spoiler.
Okay.
He already said that he
doesn't.
I don't
care.
It sounds like you care a little bit.
No, I mean, I'm going to see it to make sure I enjoy it, if you get my meaning.
Oh, okay. You're going to do something.
Okay, I'm still going to spoil stuff.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, but there's near the end, he has like, I think there's six total.
Yes.
He has five of them. The one he hasn't gotten yet is the Soul Stone that's on...
In Vision's head.
In Vision's head. And okay. Like a big plot point
so
in the movie.
So is Paul Bettany die?
Who's that guy?
Is he Vision.
That looks a lot like you, actually.
Paul Bettany, yeah.
Paul Bettany.
Well, again, another... I think he's in quite an underrated
I don't remember
actor.
If he actually died, but... So
huge
a big,
penis, too, according
huge
to
Huge penis,
Sam.
Yeah.
A big plot point in the film is trying to figure out how to destroy the stone so Thanos can't get it. And they do... It's a big dramatic scene where Scarlet Witch like figures out how to destroy it.
Scarlet Witch? What are you, Japanese?
Scarlet Witch.
That was her brother. That's the big spoiler.
I just got a herpes
No wonder their Russian accents are so terrible.
No, but okay, so they destroy the stone.
Oh, Vision.
But then Thanos...
Forgiveness, please.
Thanos cheats and uses the Time Stone to reverse that. Sequence.
Yes,
and
because he can do anything. He's got stones that control the universe.
Off topic.
I wasn't expecting that, John.
Really? You didn't expect them to time travel using the Time Stone?
I realized that was a possibility. Like that's a possibility, but I don't know. I'm enjoying the movie.
I guarantee you, Thanos is a Pats fan and just goes
my
back
point
to
is,
that last
point
Super
is,
Bowl and jerks up.
My
God
point
damn
is,
it.
If you would have,
are you all right?
I'm so angry right now. You're throwing all this logic at me. If you would have spoiled this movie for me, I would have taken your eyelids and pulled them
over
your head.
That sounds excessive.
I take this seriously.
Yeah.
All right. Look,
I don't have much in life.
It was a good watch, good enough in the theaters. I have seen both Guardians. I've seen the majority of these films. I saw both Guardians films, Guardians of the Galaxy on Netflix. I thought they were overrated.
I think the first one's the best Marvel film. That's my personal favorite.
The contender, yeah.
Well, I feel that they are what made Infinity War watchable.
Oh, really?
Like, they were really
good. Well, they're the comic relief of
yes,
that world.
Yes, but they're
anyway.
Actually successful at it, which a lot of these other guys
sure.
Like, I'm sorry, that's, Robert Downey's act, you can get up my ass, please, all you want about this. I think his Iron Man shtick is like done to death at this point.
It was done after Iron Man 2.
Yes.
Like Iron Man 3
just,
was terrible.
It's played the hell out at this point. Thank you.
Disagree.
Stop side-eyeing me, Travis.
What's up?
Stop side-eyeing me.
I'm just, I'm trying to side-eye.
And I'm talking both. About with your tits, not with your eyes.
You perk those things up. They're getting sloppy. But I think Chris Evans is Thor. I'm sorry, not Chris. Chris Hemsworth. There's like five white Chris's in this thing. It's hard to tell them apart. Chris Hemsworth, I think, has become a really decent comedic actor. So I hope he gets AIDS because it's not fair that he's like in shape and also funny.
Tom Holland's Spider-Man was very decent in this film.
Yeah, he's the first Spider-Man that's actually like the appropriate age.
And and what I also heard, they kept the Iron Spider legs, so they had
extended leg.
That's in the comics, okay. And that's I think one of my personal favorite Spidey suits.
Those have a big you get a lot of his little Iron Man Spider-Man suit mashup. But the Guardians, especially, is it Drax that is played by Batista, the former wrestler?
Yes.
Batista kills in this. Why do muscular people get to be funny? That's just not... Travis and I get to be funny, goddammit. We've eaten for this for years to be this funny.
Yeah, before the first Guardians came out, I thought it was going to be completely terrible. And then the only reason I saw it was I needed something to do or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it
was, so it I heard my... Chris Pratt ruined the universe in this one?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
You want to go into detail?
Yeah, I don't
care.
Again, okay, like I said, I'm going to see this for the point that I enjoy it.
All right, so before that happens, Thanos throws, what is it, Gamora, the green girl? Is that her name?
Yes.
Yeah, Zoe.
His
Saldana.
Daughter.
To get, like, the Soul Stone, he has to, like, kill, like, a loved one or something.
Something.
So he's out there.
Yeah, so he kills her.
Yeah.
And then...
But he doesn't kill Karen Gillan.
Is she the blue one?
She's the blue one.
No. So she's going to be important in the second one, I think.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. So who is it? It's Chris Pratt, Doctor Strange.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Well, yeah. I'm just naming that.
Sure.
Iron Man, Spider-Man.
Robert Downey Jr., Tom Holland.
Yeah, and then
can I do it? I can make it real fast.
I can make this real fast. All right, fine.
They pretty much got Thanos pinned down, bunch of heroes, and they're pulling the gauntlet off his arm. And they've got the moth bitch from Guardians who can, like, read his mind.
Yes.
And she's kind of got him KO'd. The whole reason he's subdued is she's got her hands on his noggin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, semi-conscious, and he's really powerful, so he's going to snap out of it. But in the meantime, like, literally, they're, like, five gay guys at the club trying to pull the hamster out of Richard Gere. Like,
I can't wait for the porn parody of this movie.
Oh, God, yeah. Guardians of
Infinity
the...
Infinity Whores. That's the easy one.
You don't want to see where the gauntlet goes.
Well, checkmark that box.
So they're all tugging at it, and and then what's his tits? Star-Lord, Chris Pratt, gets wind of, I forget how, but it's revealed that Gamora was killed in order to acquire one of these stones, and he flips the F out and starts wailing on Thanos' head, like just a little bitch move, like, nah! You know, like just beating on him with his flailing arms. But it's enough to smack Moth Girl's hands away. And as soon as that happens, Thanos is like, what's going on? Why are you touching my glove?
The gauntlet's like at his fingertips at this point. Like,
he's literally holding on
like
a
second
huge
away
purple
from,
pinky. Yeah, he's just like, and then her hands get knocked away by, you know, Star-Lord going bah, 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 on her knuckles, and that's it.
My girlfriend.
My girlfriend. Yeah. So,
well, I'm going to enjoy this film.
Yeah, we've sold it, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, if you find one of the cheapo movie days where it's
like
$6.
It's not like you guys have the insider information on part two next year and have spoiled that.
Well, if you stay during the credits, another Marvel touch that I hate.
Yes.
I hate that.
You hate the post-credit scenes?
Oh, I never stay.
Thank you.
If you want to display it to me, don't get it. Don't put it after the credits.
What else are you in a hurry for anything?
Yeah, life.
Yeah, exactly. I've already...
Life is more than Marvel movies and the draft, Travis.
I don't want to get a bed sore. How's that?
Again, hard disagree.
Stop side-eyeing me with your tits again.
So during the end credits, you see Nick Fury disappearing, because that's the finale. Half these people disappear. This is how you know everything will get undone, by the way. Black Panther disappears.
Yes.
Well, okay.
That was a terrible movie.
Black Panther? Yes. Even
That's the most racist thing.
Pretty much. Like you could have said the N, and it wasn't as that. It wasn't of that caliber.
We will save this for the next podcast.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not a huge comic movie guy, and I'm not one of those guys who is like Wakanda forever. This is the best thing I've ever seen. Roots what? But it was good. I mean, as far as those movies go, and by that I mean comic movies. Please calm down.
Yeah.
It was good.
Not blaxploitation movies.
Yeah, exactly. Like
go back to the 70s.
I liked Michael B. Jordan in that one. And see, again, black people get their names perfectly.
I feel like he was just so over. Never mind. I'm not.
I thought he was decent. Like, yeah. Again, not all of these gripped me, and I'm not gonna say that I was really gripped by that one.
Yeah.
But it was good enough. I was entertained. I think it was overhyped as hell, but I think if you're black, it's a really cool thing to be like, hey, it's an all black cast, and they're showing Africa as like this great advanced place. So hell with it. Cool. Enjoy.
The spectacle was enjoyable. The spectacle of Black Panther.
Yeah, the way it was displayed. Came with it.
Yeah, yeah, no, that was fine.
That was cool.
That was good.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can go out on that positive note.
Yeah.
I like the black people in it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Which was your favorite black?
The Panther?
You know I don't. I can't tell them apart. Shut up.
That was horrible.
Is that the Black Panther? That's a woman. So
it's a mighty heart.
That's the girl from Walking Dead. All right. There's our outro music. I got it right this time. Everyone, that was Papa's Basement. I hope you liked. I hope we didn't spoil things for you.
We probably upset so many people.
I hope you guys subscribe on YouTube. That's a good thing. We're at 200 subscribers. Let's get to 202 by next week. 202.
If that happens, I'll do some weird stuff on camera.
Oh, yeah. TF ahoy. Yeah. TF ahoy.
He'll Number 202 can, like, spit on me and call me Jessica.
I'm getting real hot again. I'm sorry. I need girl voice in my life. Girl voice Travis. What are you doing after the show, Melanie? Yeah.
Wearing a skirt.
But get a hold of us. Share the show around.
You know, girl stuff.
It's being judgmental.
Neglecting my Nintendogs.
having lifelong conversations in the bathroom.
But yeah, get a hold of us outside of this. It's always great. I know there's people out there that listen and don't talk to us, but if you want to get a hold of me, John Papagiorgio, show's host, raconteur, sexual titan, at Papa's Basement on Twitter, facebook.com/Papa's Basement, instagram.com/Papa's Basement. I'm doing more on Instagram now, because that's where the kids are.
Yes, sir.
And I want to molest the kids, apparently. Get their sweet DS lights. Kick them out of movie theaters.
Thank you, FBI agents, for staying this far with us.
We got Sam Rogers over there.
Yes,
Sam?
You can find me at Sam Ole Rogers. That's SamOleRogers on Instagram.
Sam Ole Rogers. That sounds like something they would drink down in Stafford in the theaters. You got some Sam Ole?
You can follow me at TravisDorward. Not .com.
Yeah.
At TravisDorward on Twitter. We can take some shots and get crazy, man.
And if they follow you, you'll do the sexy girl voice in a
DM?
Ooh,
yes.
Only after shots, though.
Ooh.
Yes. Buy me shots.
All right. And find us on iTunes. PAPA apostrophe S basement. Till the next one, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.